Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state council. Again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Well, Flint's water crisis is playing a role in the Democratic race for president. Bernie Sanders met with Flint residents to talk about the water crisis this week, and his campaign office in Flint has become an informal water distribution center. Hillary Clinton was in Flint last week, and a few days ago she emailed supporters and asked them to donate money to Flint. Do you think having the Democratic candidates focus in on this issue will have any impact on Michigan?
Well, I think the question is what kind of impact it'll have on Flint. It's not a good issue for Republicans, certainly. The concern is what happens on March 9th. That's the day after the Michigan primary and all the candidates go away. And Michigan, in most recent years, has been a reliably Democratic state in the fall election. So you wonder whether everybody will forget about Flint after that. I don't think so. I think it may even be a national issue. But we'll just have to see. And again, there's even some concern from residents of Flint that they don't want to be used as political pawns. They want programs that will help them.
Meanwhile, Governor Snyder has volunteered to testify before Congress next month about the Flint water crisis. What does this move show after not even being asked to testify?
Well, I think he sort of semi-volunteered because he was getting so much bad publicity for not doing so. There's a lot of politics in here. The committee is controlled by Republicans. They didn't want a fellow Republican to have to embarrass himself. So, in fact, the committee was roundly criticized for refusing to call anybody from the administration, pretty much, who was involved in the decision-making process. And so Snyder was pretty much pressured. He pretty much had to volunteer to testify. I doubt that his testimony will be very illuminating. The governor is quite capable of speaking in sort of a very muddy and prolix way. It's very doubtful any new smoking guns will come out. Republicans will ask somewhat sympathetic questions, and Democrats will try to badger him into admitting things. But it'll sort of be a one-day wonder, but I'd be very surprised if this was anything meaningful.
And finally, Michigan is halting efforts to meet new federal requirements for reducing carbon emissions from power plants. Michigan is supposed to cut emissions by around 30% by 2030. And Michigan is one of 29 states challenging the rule in federal court. Why is Michigan fighting back on this?
Well, I wouldn't quite characterize it as Michigan fighting back. I would characterize it as Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette fighting back. Now, as you know, the U.S. Supreme Court put the president's Clean Power Plan on hold. This works through the federal courts. It's interesting to speculate what would have happened if this hadn't gotten to the court before Justice Scalia died, but it did. The governor's on board with the Clean Power Plan, but Bill Schuette, who's been running for governor from the day he became attorney general, is attempting to appeal to the party's sort of environmental right wing. He's challenging the whole rule as what he says is an overextension of the EPA's authority. Essentially, power companies don't want to have to cut back on coal as quickly as the government wants them to, and so he's sort of carrying their banner. So this will be up to the federal courts, and of course, now the Supreme Court for the foreseeable future is probably deadlocked, and they'll have a hard time perhaps reversing some appellate court decision. But these decisions will take time, months or years, and meanwhile, the infighting goes on.
And if this were to go through, what would this mean for Michigan's environmental impact?
Well, apparently it wouldn't mean anything right away. Our emissions cut would be 31% by 2030. By most accounts, we're on pace, even with the suspension of the rule, to be in compliance for the next few years, maybe to 2025. But the whole point is that there are too many emissions in the atmosphere. Climate change is a reality, and we need to do whatever we can to reduce that. That will cost power companies money. And as with most things, that's what this is largely about.
All right, Jack, thanks so much.
You have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Emily Fox.